I don't know how long you've been with
me. This is a sucker. Okay, today's daf is daf Pesayi. We were in the middle of the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, about what day Rosh Chodesh was, which ended up having implications in terms of the mitzvah of Hakbalah, of Prisha. So that if you hold that Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday, like Rabbanan, so then your maximum of Prisha is two guaranteed Einos, but perhaps more. But there wasn't that much time, really. You know, we only had one full day, plus the half a day of its Tzivui. And then the Torah was given the next day already. If you hold, like Rav Yossi, you got an extra day in there, because you have from Sunday, not from Monday. And there we had a machlokas, three-way machlokas, actually. Could be it means three full days. That's the Rabbana who would hold that apparently Moshe was all of Hashkama, Yod Hashkama, and the Torah was given in the morning to allow tefillah, in case there had been plita, which means that you had a full 3 24-hour periods. That was the maximum shita that we had. Then we had Rabbi Akiva, who held that the only reason the Torah was given in the morning was Lo Mirosh B'Seser Dibarti. The Torah is not supposed to be something that's given in the dark. And that gives you only five full Einos. Because Lamais, they were Tevel in the night, not in the morning, the way the Rabbanan hold. And then you have also, if you don't hold that Moshe Allah Bashkama V'yar and Bashkama, so then you could hold like Rabbi Yishmael. The maximum that I can guarantee you is four Einos. It could be add more, but four Einos is clear from the pasuk. So there was four different shitas, therefore, in the length of the Prisha, which were dependent on the two shitas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, as to when Rosh Chodesh was. And that's what we were discussing yesterday when we got to the top of Pesayin, and we got up to the Meisvei on the sixth line. Now, I think it would be kedai, perhaps, to let's start. We're going to be examining this whole period, and in the end, we're going to have to, as I said, to go back and to take a look at the relationship between the mitzvah of Hakbalah and the mitzvah of Prisha, which there seems to be some confusion here in the pasuk. So why don't we, dear President, since you are standing, could you pass perhaps those small chumashim so that we could all have ourselves a nice Korean chumash? That would be wonderful. So let us turn to Perek Yutes in Shmos. President himself does not have a chumash. This is terrible. Oh. So, in Perek Yutes, so we begin with Bachodesh HaShlishi Latzeit B'nai Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. So we already darshan that pasuk to mean Bayom Hazeh, that it has to be on the day itself, because it uses a lashon of Bayom Hazeh and HaKodesh Hazeh, so this is Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Vayisu Merifidim, Vayavon Bidbar Sinai, Umosha Allah El Elohim. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to him and gives him a message. Ko Tomar Lebet Yaakov, Vatakeh Vnei Yisrael, Vatem Tiyuli Mamlechet Kohanim, and so on. Now, we said yesterday that the Tzivuyim and so on began on the second day, not on the first day. This is Kufyud Beis. So, Moshe comes down, and so he comes down and tells the Zakenim, everybody hears this, and they all say, So then Moshe gives that message over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayoshev Moshe Stivrei Ha'am El Hashem. And so Hashem responds. Vayomer Hashem on Moshe, Ine Anochi Ba'i Lecha Be'av Ha'anam, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'am Bedabrimach, V'gam B'cha Yaminu Le'olam. Then it says, Vayaged Moshe Stivrei Ha'am El Hashem. That's not very clear, is this? I mean, a moment ago it said, Vayoshev Moshe Stivrei Ha'am El Hashem. Now it says, Vayaged Moshe Stivrei Ha'am El Hashem. The Gemara is going to have to explain to us what transpired between the Vayaged, the Vayoshev, and the Vayaged. That part isn't clear. Fine. So after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets this response, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Lech el ha'am v'kidashtem hayom u'machar. Today, meaning what's left of today, and tomorrow. Vayunachonim layom ha'shlishi. It's pretty clear that on the third day, which is, we've been saying it's Shabbos, so whatever it is, but there was only 1.5 days, basically, and then on the third day already it's time for Shabbos. I mean, it sure doesn't sound like there's much room for that extra day of Prisha that we're all talking about over here. Ki bayom ha'shlishi yirin Hashem le'kulam al har Sinai. Here comes the mitzvah of Hagbala after the mitzvah of Prisha. V'gibalta ta'am saviv le'mor yishamru lachem alot v'har. And then it says, "Vayered Moshe min ha'har al ha'am, vaykadesh et ha'am, vaykhapsu simutam, vayomer lahem hayunachonim l'shloshet yamim." Shloshet yamim doesn't sound like v'yom ha'shlishi, but shloshet yamim sounds like there should be 3 whole days. Very confusing story. Then it says, "Vayhi v'yom ha'shlishi v'yot ha'boker." So, I mean, there's something going on over here that isn't clear. There was a back and forth that seems to be hidden between the lines, some type of back and forth discussions between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, what exactly he did, what he came down, and where did the Am respond the second time. All of this is hidden between the lines. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what happened. So our first question is like this, Mason. You claim that there were 3 days of preaching. It says Beferish V'kidashtem Hayom U'machar. How could Reb Yossi possibly say that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, which leaves you 3 days from Wednesday till Shabbos for Prisha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Beferish D'Marsha Hayom U'machar? That means today and tomorrow, and the next day we'll give the Torah already. That's Friday, not Shabbos. So what are you going to do with that? Kasha Reb Yossi. How's Reb Yossi explain the pasuk? Amar Chareb Yossi, that was the plan, but the plan didn't work. Why? Because Moshe Hosif Yom Echad Midaita. He decided, he doesn't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. We're going to make it an extra day. The Tanya, and what, I'm not just I'm saying this, the Brisa says that we see that there's clearly this Shita, says Reb Yossi. It's Reb Yossi Shita, Shlosh Advar. There were 3 things that Moshe did on his own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly went along with him. He ended up giving them 3 days of Prisha instead of today and tomorrow. He never went back to his wife from the time of Har Sinai. And he broke the luchos. So let me explain each one, says the Brisa. So see if Yom Echad Midato, where did that come from? My Dorish. What was the basis of his drush that we should have an extra day of Prisha? Because he hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Hayom U'machar. So he says, oh, so if that's the case, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, that's a hekesh. So the Pasuk is making a hekesh between today and tomorrow. That means Hayom Kimachar. That means that the 2 days have to be 24-hour periods. You can't hear a HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Hayom U'machar and believe that they're different entities. One is a 12-hour entity and one is a 24-hour entity. And that's what a hekesh means. If that's not what a HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, how is it what the Torah means? So therefore, there's 2 full days. Now that can't mean today, therefore, by definition, because we can't go back in time. The light of Eden and Afkali. We've already lost the night of this day, where there wasn't Prisha. Shvamina Treyume Levarmea Idna. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be referring to Hayom, the day that's coming. Not what's left of today, which is not Hayom any longer, because it's too late for it to be Hayom. So Mamela, you end up with that extra day. Now the Shaila is, was it a full Aina, or was it only in the afternoon? That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But as far as the fact that there need to be four full Ainas, that to me, says Mesh, is clear from Hayom U'Machar. Four Ainas. Okay? In which case, this is Drasha Shleima, he says. And it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him, says the Gemara later on, because Lamaisa, the Shekhinah showed up only on Shabbos, didn't show up on Friday. The Shekhinah wouldn't agree with him. They all would have been watching TV, and the Har Sinai would have been on fire trying to give the Torah. Then imagine, we'd have to watch TV all night.
But it relates for 1 hour.
What's that?
Full day. How much did they sleep in?
That's a different question. 2 minutes. In fact, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake them up, and not the other way, because Yochel.
Well, the Korah broke him, and then he used to sleep.
Now, he also was... How do we know the Shabbat? How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel his Pshat? Because L'maisa, the Shekhinah showed up only on Shabbos morning. Upireish min ha'isha. Now, how did he know to be perish min ha'isha? My darish. Nasakal v'chaymer bi'atzma. He said, look, I mean, if Klal Yisrael has an appointment to be Mekabel Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said exactly when he's going to show up. And look how much you needed to be makbid, even though you knew exactly when the Shekhinah was going to be there. So lo divra Shekhinah iman elasha achas. How long was it going to be? One time? It was a one-time event. V'kavalem zman, and he told them exactly when it's going to be. Nonetheless, amrat ha'ave yunichonim, you have to prepare yourselves. This is a long preparation here. I'll teach you Elisha and so on. So my status is a status that is not simply that every day, it's permanent. There's a tremendous difference between a temporary matzav every day and a permanent matzav. So a permanent matzav is always a step beyond. It means we redefine the essence of a thing. So if in the case of an accident, so to speak, a one-time accident, we go bad, this way it has to be. Look what precautions were necessary, that they shouldn't be in a matzav of carrying to me. So if I am kavua in this sense, shekol shah v'shah, shechina medaberesim, and eino kovel izma, I don't have appointments. So it means I have to be in a state of continuous appointment. So lakas kama v'kama, so it's much worse. So I have to be much more makbid. So for sure I can't. Now, I'm always in a state of Prisha.
No.
It's a fact. I'm an honest. What am I supposed to do? Umi nolan de hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayado. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking? Because since we see in the description of Kabbalah Satayran that Hanan, where Moshe says over that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him lech emor lehem shuvu lechem lo aleichem, that after the Kabbalah, after the giving of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, tell everybody to go back to their tents. And in the context, it's rather clear that means go back to your wife. Ishto is o'alo. If I just told you 3 days, you're not allowed to be with your wives. So when I'm saying go back to your tents, I don't mean go back to your computers, obviously. I'm telling you, go back to your wives. But then the pasuk continues, the first word is the next pasuk, Vata, Pua Modi Madi. Well, what does that mean to you in context? Oh, and you? Yeah, you stay here. Doesn't that mean everybody else is mutter to be with a woman, but not you? You have to stay here. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to what Moshe had said.
Maybe he's commanding him.
Oh. So Tosfos says, the Gemara is doing a very strange thing. Moshe definitely did it on his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking because he said, okay, you stay here. I mean, how do you know you stay here means you can stay here? Maybe you stay here. I've got to say, you have to stay here, in which case it's a mitzvah. It's not that he figured out on his own. I mean, we seem to be running around in circles. Whatever raya we're going to bring could be the source of the tzivui, and not just the raya that he agrees. Tosfos says a very interesting teretz, which Ramela is a teretz on what happens later on, that if it was understood that this was a mitzvah, then it's not shayach, but Ma'aron and Miriam would have had a taina on Moshe. In other words, it had to be that Aaron and Miriam understood that this was to be daita. And therefore you could say, okay, but still, I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees, but you're smarter than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does that end? How does that help us? You're being Ma'ar. Lamaisa, the Pasuk does say, Maisha, very good decision, I think you should do that. So, and you're coming to say, no, it wasn't a good decision.
Maybe they didn't know about the
Shuwa. This is part of Torah. What do you mean? How could they not know? This is a chelik of the Torah. It's what happens on Har Sinai. It becomes a definition to us of the relationship of Ohel to Torah, which is very fundamental. The fact that we've forgotten it doesn't make any difference. No, but whatever it is, but that's totally the machlokas. I mean, Megillah, and all that. Okay, but Lemaisa, Tosfos says an astonishing thing. He says the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to him doesn't mean anything, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with the way you want to do it.
Derech
you want to do it. Derech Shalom, right? So you decided. Oh, okay, good, very good, very good. You know, that doesn't mean I would have told you to do this. So their taina on Moshe Rabbeinu was, what are you making these kind of cheshbonos for? And the cheshbon of your wife, and this, anybody else did that? And of course God goes along with you. I mean, you're his good friend. What's he going to say? No, you're an idiot. But Lamaisa, you're an idiot. That's what they're saying to him. It's an amazing thing. It's one of the most astonishing things. People are always saying, you know, they make certain choices. Then these miracles happen. I see Mavish HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me because I chose to do this. And take a look what happened. The very next day, this happens. That. You see, I was Mavish on the right path. He might be on the right path to hell. It doesn't prove anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows your desires. That's what you want to do. You want to do. Okay, so that it's Mavish unbelievable. Okay, if that's the case, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. Doesn't necessarily mean this was like a brilliant move, but it means that, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamais accepted that this is a correct behavior. In the other cases, it could be it means more. Now, obviously, in the first case also, what are you going to say? That the Shekhinah would have shown up on Friday when nobody is there. Okay, so the most you could say is HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said, no, Moshe, I'm coming, you better be there. Yeah. All right, so fine. It might also be with an acceptance of Moshe, okay, fine, I'll go along with you. The Shviras HaLuchas could be different, as we'll see. So that was the other thing. And Shavarat HaLuchot, what did he get? Where did he get the idea? Sorry. V'ita Amrei. Peh adaber bo. Some taina that's gufa, and this is clearly built along the same assumptions of Tosfos, is that in the argument with Aaron and Miriam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports Moshe with the words peh el peh. So what is that? In other words, what are you comparing? Well, obviously he's right because it's peh el peh. Otherwise, it's irrelevant. What's time you want to come and tell me how great your brother is? That's not the point. I'm addressing the conceptual problem that you've raised. You're tying that this violates the whole nature of Torah. Torah is meant to be implemented in the physical world. And what's he doing? He's doing something wrong. So I'm addressing your objection, and I'm saying, no, you missed the point. Someone who is pel-peh is not in a matzav to implement entirely in the fashion that you can implement. Sotera, he has to be in a matzav of Kabbalah Sotera. Kabbalah Sotera is not the same thing as an implementation of Sotera. When you're sitting and listening to Aaron Sinai, you're not in a matzav now of Asiyah. You're in a matzav of Kabbalah. He's always in that matzav. I'm speaking to Pelopet. Otherwise, why did he say Pelopet? So Mamela, you don't have to go through the whole limud. In other words, the second part assumes all of Tetris's reasoning, right? Because it immediately switches to the discussion between Moshe and Miriam and Aaron and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I mean, the Gemara is taken for granted according to this Zman D'Omar. Okay, their timing, it was all his thinking. Let's see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Huh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. I'm supporting his logic. Explain to me how he was supposed to be Shav Eloi Eloi if he's Pelpeh. And especially with the, as the Gemara darshins, that he bedavka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedavka made the Shekhinah appear, calling to Moshe and Aaron at a time that they weren't Tmeim, in order to show them. So you feel very comfortable with yourselves right now. So what would you do if you're always in this matzav? So I'll call you from your bedroom. You're going to feel good about it. That's the point. Now you see. So Moshe couldn't have been the way you are. Shiveret aluchot. My door is what did you give him the right to break the luchot? Omar, umat pesach, shu'echot bitayag mitzvahs. Omar tereva kol ben nechar. It doesn't say vichol, it says kol ben nechar. I don't know why how that happened. Kol ben nechar lo yochal boin. Atayra kula kam. Yisrael mumre. To Allah eskara lakam. If pesach lamaisa, it's one of the tayag mitzvahs. Very, very important mitzvah. And yet, if you're not holding by the mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah. No, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you a mitzvah. The mitzvah is meant to be misakin you. So if there's a problem, the mitzvah will help you. You first have to be shayach to a mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah. You can't just go through motions on a mitzvah. So I'm going to give them the luchas. In their mind, the luchas would be to go through the motions. Vaharaya, they're not in a mental state to be makabel these luchas. That means that they have no right, they have no shaykhus to the luchas, the point. What am I going to be doing? I'm going to be giving infants guns. I should give an infant a gun. I mean, that's what it's like. I mean, you're going to say, yeah, but it's a very powerful weapon. I mean, yeah. Exactly. So what's he going to do with it? How can I give it to them? Mamela, if they're alakas kama mekama, I mean, it's not, they're not ra'uyim to be able to use this gun. And we know in the Yisgim HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYodeh, where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him? Because it says, asher shibarta, what's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying asher. Asher shibarta is the pshat. I am me'asher. In other words, I'm saying yasher kochacha. I'm certifying the fact that the luchos rishayim asher shibarta. It's a very good thing. The mu'ushar. This is officially certified. The Ramban, by the way, doesn't like that pshat very much. It's kama v'kama places where it says asher, and he says he was makabel. That the raya is from Asher Shibarta v'samtan ba'orayim. That's the raya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the context of saying, the luchos that you broke, I want them put in an orayim, means that they're valuable. That I'm looking at that as an important memory in history. I want it preserved. I want it together with the new luchos in the same orayim. I mean, if this was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset about, so this becomes a precious thing to put into a jewelry box.
So it's a memorial of the act.
Of the whole situation. It's not a bitter simon of kas that the year was this thing that Moshe broke. It remains the hope of reconstruction and so on and so forth. So that means I see the broken pieces as being valuable and having shaykhus to tikkun. So okay, so I am being ma'asher the fact that you opened up a Pesach to tikkun for Yisrael. That's the Ishur. It's not stam every time the word asher appears. That's necessarily saying yasher kochacha. In the context of a samtam b'orayim, then I use it already as a play on words. So Ishur is yasher. Yashir kochacha sheshibarta.
The Ramban appears on this pasuk.
Yeah.
It's like it's an example of Es Lashem.
Of what?
Es Lashem.
Es Lashem. No, I don't know whether you need to come on to Es Lashem.
You didn't bring him.
I don't know. That's a big sugya. I mean, Es Lashem. I have to think about it. I don't want to throw off an answer.
Ramban saying the chat in the Gemara itself.
Yeah. He says on the pasuk, on the pasuk of Asher Shabbat, Toshma, Vayu nechonim layom
hasherishi. Is there a machloket on this brayta of Rabbi Yossi? That is three things, or is it?
It's a machloket. It's only Rabbi Yossi sheet. The Rabbanan don't hold that he was meisif yom nechon midakim. They take the pasuk kipshutei, which means that Rosh Chodesh, if it's a given that the Kabbalah Torah was on Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, because it says a Yom HaMachar, not on Sunday. Okay, let's see if we can bring any other rites. Tashma. Ve'ayu nechonim la'yom ha'shlishi. La'yom ha'shlishi means for the third day, not for the fourth day. Kasha Rabbi Yossi. But he has to be another kasha. I mean, Yom Echad Hashem Mashem Edayte, Enoch Inami. The original plan was Friday. And then when Moshe now made his deal, so it became Shabbos. Toshva. Okay, what about this Brisa? Brisa says that the third was the third of the month, which was the third of the week. Now, we don't even know what the third means. A third of what? We know what it means when it says the third of the month was the third of the week. It obviously means that Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, which is what Rabbi Yossi said. So isn't this a kashal Rabbanan? Meaning that obviously we can't ask on the Rabbanan from a price. I mean, the Rabbanan are the authors for a price. So does this, we're asking on the pirish that we just gave in the Gemara. Rabbi gave a pirish that the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is a machlokas in what day Rosh Chodesh was. And that the rest was given. Right? So we're saying, I mean, here the Brisa says Stam, that the third day of the week was the third day of the month. Isn't that problematic with Rava's approach in the Rabbanan? And apparently that's not what they're arguing then. To which, of course, Rava replies that Amir HaRabbanan, that was Rava speaking for the Rabbanan, would say, well, yes, but this is going with Rabbi Yossi's approach, this Brisa, that the third day of the month was the third day of the week. Because according to us, the third day of the month would be the fourth day of the week. Right? We argue about that. Okay, but what did it mean? What do you mean? The third was the third of the month, which was the third of the week. The third what? Shlishi Lamai. And so what are you counting from when you say Shlishi? Look at it, Tanya. Vayashav Mesha es divrei ha'am. Now this we want to take a look now. Back again. In our Chumashim, to see how we marked on it as we were reading it, and it's a little strange. So let's take a look at Pasuk Ches. Actually, let's look in Zion already. Vayavo Moshe vayikra v'ziknei ha'am vayasem lifnei b'skol ha'dvarim ha'ela asher tzivo Hashem. So he puts to them the offer of Torah. V'atem tiyuli mamlekes kohanim, and the Am Segula and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on and so forth. He tells this over to them. And Vayanu kol ha'am yachdov Vayomru kol asher diber Hashem naaseh Vayoshev Moshe diber ha'am al Hashem. So Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should explain something. Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu know? He's not listening. I mean, that's Derech Eretz. You were sent as a Shlichut. You respond that this is the response of my Shlichut. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Be'ave Anon, Ravu Yishma Am B'dabri Imach, V'gam B'cha Yaminu Lo'olam, Vayagid Moshe Tivrei Am al Hashem. It doesn't seem to be anything in between that he could have answered. Vayagid Moshe. Now, L'maisa, the way Rashi understands the Pasuk in the Chumash, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I want them to see that you are being Mekabel Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I hope that means that they are going to themselves be able to see panim apanim. Because Rashi's lashon is shuval davar ze shamati mihem. I want you to know that I have already a response to this issue, which is ritzoneinu lirot et malkeinu. We don't want to see Moshe. We want to see our Melech. So in other words, we don't want to be looking in stam to be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe. We want to have ourselves a sense of being spoken to directly from the Melech. So there should be a panim al panim directly to them. That's the Vayagid Moshe. But Lamaisa in the Pasuk, nothing transpires. Vayagid Moshe before it says Vayoshev Moshe. Therefore, there must have been, says the Gemara, two different elements, because the language difference is very significant. You say Vayoshev and they say Vayagid. Vayoshev and Vayagid are very, very different. I mean, Vayagid is dictating terms. It's a very tough language. That's why it's the same word for Gidim. Gidim mean sinews, or Gidim mean bitterness, bitter plants. Or Gidim, La'ana is called Gidim in the Targum. It's tough, it's bitter. I'm dictating terms. Vayoshev is a very soft lashon. You know, Shiva, Tshuva. It's a softer lashon. The Pashtus. I mean, we could look at it the other way too, as we'll see, there's opposite ways of. But certainly it's very significant that the language changes. Therefore, says the Gemara like this. It seems that between the lines here, there's a lot of discussion about the nature of Torah and what the relationship is going to be. Is it Dibur? Is it Haggadah? Is it Teshuvah? Is it Beis Yaakov? Is it the men? Is it the women? Is it essentially a feminine relationship, a masculine relationship? I mean, all of the issues that Lamaisa end up becoming a central part of our poetry and our literature and our Musar and all of that. Like, you think that those weren't on everybody's mind when they're standing in front of Har Sinai? What Lamaisa is going to be like? What type of relationship are we looking for? Ad Hayom, people are tortured by these things. Some people have a very guilt-ridden relationship, some are very, very forthcoming and exciting relationships, some are Dabuk Demidas Adin, and others to Rachabim, and so on. I mean, obviously, these are the issues that were going through people's heads. You're standing in front of Har Sinai, there's nothing else you're thinking about. Therefore, says the Gemara, the meaning of this brisa is on the third day of these profound considerations. Because from the moment that they came to meet Bar Sinai, basically, as the Gemara said elsewhere, Makish Nisyasim Refidim, Tubiyasim Lahar Sinai, that Bima Biyasim Lahar Sinai was Bechuva, Abdus Yasim Refidim was Bechuva. This was a very intense period. They'd just gotten away from Amalek, with all that that implies for thousands of years of Jewish history and suffering and Holocaust and God knows what. I mean, they sensed what was coming. They come to Midbar Sinai. So they're doing tshuva, but tshuva is not a partial thing. Tshuva is a whole taking into consideration what life is all about. Therefore, says the Gemara, very sensitive nekuda, the Brice is pointing out to you. That the third day, it's all very nice to talk about the third day in terms of the third day of the month, third day of the week. It was the third day of existential wrestling. That's what it was. So it was the third day in which they had been dealing with these issues, and Moshe had been talking to them. And that's expressed in the differences in the language between Haggadah and Hashavah. Because on the one hand, says the Gemara, that we find it says, Vayashav Meshes Deveyahan. And on the other hand, we say, Vayagat Meshes Deveyahan. So, what does this mean? Ma'amar al-Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Ma'amar al-Moshe l'Yisrael. Ma'amar Yisrael l'Moshe. Ma'heshiv Moshe l'Veyagvam. It's all kinds of massive amatan and transactions that are being merumas here, and it doesn't say a word about what they are. So, what they had to have been dealing with, says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it must be the ziremus of the mitzvah of Hakabalah. That even though we see that we said before, right at the beginning of that, the class are marvel mitzvahs Hakabalah, the arba avot prisha. Yeah, but if you take a look in the Chumash again, please see this yourselves. That the order of events is just the opposite. The Pasuk of Yigbaldes Am Saviv Lemor Yishomru Lachem is said in Pasuk Yud Beis. Before that, in Pasuk Yud it says V'kidashtem Hayom U'Machar V'chidu Simusa, right? Yet the Gemara insists that the Trevi Shabbat Amalam Atem Tiyun Limam Lachas Kohanim V'tlas Amalam Mitzvah Sagrabola V'arba Avot Prisha. It's the exact opposite of the order in the Pasuk. And where do you get that from, the Torah? How do we know we were dealing with Hagabala? So Tainas over here, Rabbi Yossi, not all Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yuda, that Hagabala was the issue, and that's why it's left till the end, because it's a very tough issue. Hagabala means the laying down of boundaries. In terms of Har Sinai, you can look at it as laying down of boundaries, Lafir Madrega, you can come up to your Har Sinai. To say that was an easy issue is belied by the fact that it's the only thing that went wrong in Har Sinai. Notice, we know that Har Sinai failed in one way, which was apparently so deep that it ended up causing the Egel, the destruction of Nadav Avihu, and so on. And that's why, Vayachazu Esarim Vayachu Vayishtu. The Hagbalot failed. And the Hagbalot, because it says Vayachazu et Elohim Vayachlu Vayishtu, which is terrible. It means that you took advantage of your closeness to God. It was because of that the Dud of Avihu needed to die on the eighth day of the Mishkan. That the whole Kedusha of the Mishkan was a restoration of the Hagbalot through murder, basically, in which the Eish of the presence of the Shekhinah destroys people who violate boundaries. So even on the most partial level, in terms of your Shaykhus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those boundaries were very problematic. And therefore we see later on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats the mitzvah to Moshe, and Moshe's already ready, everything's ready. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go down and tell them you can't come up. Says Moshe, we've been talking about this for a whole week, I don't need to go down. I'm telling you, go down and tell them at this time, I want them to be reminded. Right, and this is like the only time we find, you know, they had to set up electronic surveillance devices, and anybody would cross over the boundary, and a loudspeaker would speak up and say, "You're crossing the boundary. Go back." Right, and that's what we learn out from the Pesukim. So this is not we look at it because we're not standing at our Sinai. Say, whatever, you know, stay in your place. That's not the point. This is an overall sense of stay in your place, which is the hardest thing for a world to. In the world for human being to do. Nobody wants to stay in their place. You know, if you stay in your place, you don't do anything wrong. If you stay in your place, you certainly don't come to a riot. That's boundaries. Boundaries conditions. So these were always the things that were hardest for B'nai Israel to accept. So it must be that between the lines, they're talking about boundaries. In which case, the mitzvah of Hagbalah had already been mentioned. It's after this very painful discussion that then it says V'Higbalta. But that's what it was all about. It was all about Hagbalah all along. So says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, also tremendous insight into the nature of the Pesukim. Because again, according to either Man D'Omar, this is how Rashi is Masber, according to either Man D'Omar, we're trying to answer what the word Shlishi means. Shlishi to what? Now, where's the Gemara answering Shlishi to what? This is Rashi's insight into the Sugya. That Shlishi to what means Shlishi to the whole existential conceptualization of what this is all about. That was Bia Lahar Sinai, even before we had any of the Maimorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shlishi. Now the question is, what was the problem? Okay, so Rav Yehuda says the problem was boundaries. Nobody likes boundaries. The other pshat is, Rebbe's pshat is, the problem is guilt, punishment, fear. First, they needed to hear that these things are going to make a difference. And there's an onesh that's involved. You don't do it, you're going to suffer. You sure you want to accept this on yourself? Because you don't have to get into this. Just like by all geiris, that's what we do. Look, don't be an idiot. You don't need to get into this. So that's what was going on. Vayoshev Moshe means there must have been things that were vayoshev in the sense of mishavavim. Shovav means to be wild, to be free, I don't want to be controlled. That means that you're pushing people away. So there were things that were mishabavim da'ator shel adam that were driving them away from the Torah, and they needed to confront that. And that's the Vayashav. And then Labisov Piresh Batam Schara, where it says Vayaged Moshe. Vayaged also means to tie together, like Eged, right? So that's motion libo shalom. That's something that draws you in. Same way Agada draws you in because it makes you recognize that you're part of something that's big. These are not just disassociated pieces. This is a universe. You're part of it. So that's Agada. Whereas others learn that the meaning of the difference in the Lashon, according to Rebbe, was Betchila Piresh Matam Schora. That's Vayashav. Vayashav means to settle in. So it could be that Dvarim Shemeshivim Da'ator Shel Adam. Well, the Besov Piresh Onsha. Now, this, of course, is a very different approach psychologically as well. It would be a Mekin Hapkimina in terms of Geirus as well. But again, the very fact that we have two completely opposite ways of reading the words is also an indication of the ambivalence of the emotions that are going on. Because in the very Hashava, there's elements of Shovavus and so on. Ulubisov Piresh Onsha Defsi Vayagin Moshe, which are Dvarim Koshim Kigidin. This was the tough part. Now that I've got you involved, I got you hooked, let me whack you so that you know what you're going to be getting into. In the Vayashav itself. I want you to feel good about this. Right, we're looking for remozim to what's happening between the lines. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Shlishi means. That's what they were being asked. The Shlishi was the third day to Lubia, which was Shlishi B'chayrish and Shlishi B'Shabbos. It was the third day of Sivan, and it was Tuesday. And it was the third day of agonizing, basically, is what it means. Tashma, Shishi, the sixth day. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to say, sixth day of what? I mean, what are we talking about over here? About that, points out Rashi, you can't say it means the sixth day of agonizing. I mean, they've already been through that. So it's got to be now to something else, which is Meramis to another process that's going on. But again, this parsha has got to be chock full of all types of remuzim, because basically it defines the whole psychological philosophical complex of getting into bed, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the wedding. It's not a davar pashut. So whatever it is, these remuzim come here, and we're going to have to chop them up to understand what exactly was going on in our heads at the time. So Shishi, whatever that Shishi too, which we'll discuss later, is Shishi b'chaydash, Shishi b'shabbos. So again, I mean, according to the pshat that you were saying, how does that work out? I thought it was, should have been Shishi b'chodesh would have been Shabbos if Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Kasher Rabbanan. No, this is part of the same Seder of Anami Rabbi Yossi. When you say Shishi, though, what are you talking about? This was the sixth day to what? Well, what's the value of saying in the sixth day to? What's that? Mamai. Rava Omar lechanayatan means it was the sixth day from the moment that they set up camp. Whereas Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, that the whole point is that it was the sixth day in the process, meaning that the Vayis'u Mirifidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai is all one process. That's the point of the sixth. That was the sixth day from the whole leaving and coming, not just coming. Now, what Lamais is this machlokus dependent on? Because if it's not a philosophical machlokus, because it's coming to teach you the philosophy, not vice versa. They're arguing about the mitzvahs of Shabbos that were given in Mora. Because we know, as we'll see from the pasuk, that there obviously was a pre-Sinai tzivui. You there? There's a pre-Sinai tzivui to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos. The pasuk says that. The shaila is, how far did it go? And what's always the question of how far Shabbos goes?
With whom?
No. Carrying. Right. Obviously, that's what the whole thing is about. So they're arguing about what Mora includes. Because it does say in the Pasuk, Shomor es Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, Kasher Tzivcha B'Marav. Wow, that's wild, right? Oh, it doesn't say B'Marav. It's Kasher Tzivcha Hashem HaKadsho. But Kasher Tzivcha has got to be... You already know about this, right? We've spoken about it. So, speaking about that, I'm putting this in the Luchos. This is the way in which it's presented in the Eschana. So what is that Kasher Tzivcha? No, there were other issues, but that we darshan from Sham Samlo Chok Mishpat. We darshan what's Chok with Mishpat. But those were other things. Lagavi Shabbos, yeah. This appears only Lagavi Shabbos. It says Kasher Tzivcha. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi, explain. What does that mean? It means Kasher Tzivcha Bimara. Now the Shaila is, so what was that Tzivui? So Mar Shtofer, a Shabbos Ivku. One man Yorma, oh, that's Andrew. Shabbos, but atchumim lo yivkud. So therefore, they could travel on Shabbos. Now Tosis points out, it can't mean literally tchum, because it means the things dependent already on machlokes for b'kivin the rabbanan. Whether tchumim or b'klal the oraisa or the rabbanan. I mean, so what are we saying? The whole pshat over here is only if you're tchumim and the oraisa. I mean, that's very strange. Therefore, Tosis, it doesn't mean literally tchumim, because certainly the shaila was that they would, if they were going to travel, they were going to be carrying. So how could they be carrying? That's the point. So tchumin means yitzia in terms of tzah, because they would have to carry everything that was that the machana was. So that's the shaila. What does it mean? So Tosfos says, if that's true, so how did we understand what was happening at the mun? I mean, the mun was at the same point. And it says over there, beferish, that you're not allowed to carry, right? It says, ayet seyish mi mekomo, we darshan that, later on we darshan that to tell me the Isra Hotzah. So it meant that there must have been Hotzah, right? The Tosfos says, well, maybe that pasuk was really said only after Kabbalah Sotah. In other words, okay, you have the first general Tzivuyim, and then they added the lo yetzei mi mekomo, perhaps. Because certainly the end of it, which talks about take its incentives and put it b'fnei Hashem, that's only Shayach after it was a Mishkan. You take its incentives and man, you put it in front of the Aron. It says it there also. So I mean, you see that was a partially included history, so maybe that part of it was written later. Because this is how Tosfos learns, which ties in beautifully with the whole Seder of the Masechta, the centrality of Hotzah to the nature of Shabbos.
When did the man start?
It's not, it started before, but the question is whether the story of the mon includes elements that are after. But that's the thing. It could be that part was later, possibly.
How do they know? Right. Is distinctively need not to carry a child?
No, that part was said later. It was after.
Since it didn't fall on Shabbos,
it continued to fall all 40 years. I mean,
so they didn't have to say at the time because it didn't fall on Shabbos.
Okay, so far we see that each one of these brizim is no way of squaring them, but we have either Rabbanan or Rabbi Yossi. You have a different Seder Ayla. Toshma. Now what we really have to do is try to work out whether Rava is correct by seeing what the relationship was all the way back to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Because if you're trying to figure out if Shabbos is the 7th or Shabbos is the 6th, the best way to do it is to go back to HaKodesh HaZalachem. If we can find out when HaKodesh HaZalachem was, I mean, because after all, this is not thousands of years afterwards, it's 3 months after the beginning of the calendar. So already you're telling me you don't know whether Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday or Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. Let's figure it out. Because what day was 3 months ago? What day was Rosh Chodesh of Nisan? Now we can figure out the whole thing. That's very simple. So Toshma, Nisan, the Brisa says like this, Nisan Chi Abo Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim. That first Nisan, what happened was on the 14th of that Nisan, they did the Shechit of the Pesach, and on the 15th, they went out of Mitzrayim. Ula Arab Laku Bechorot, which seems to be saying, and that evening the Bechoros were killed. What are you talking about, the Arab? I mean, mi ba'erev, the evening before, was when the Bechoros were lakui. Oh, and by the way, it was on a Thursday.
The Yetzia was on a Thursday.
Oh, so now if the Yetzia is on a Thursday, Wednesday night the Bechoros were killed. Ah, but once we have this crucial piece of information, we now have our Rosetta Stone. Ah, we can figure out now everything from this, right? So now, if that day, which was the 15th of Nisan, was a Thursday, so then obviously Midechameser b'Nisan is Chamisha b'Shabbos, then that means that Rosh Chodesh of Iyar, given that Nisan is always a Chodesh Malay of 30 days, then Rosh Chodesh of Iyar must have been on a Shabbos. Clearly. Just add the number of days up and you get there, right? So 7 days later, it's again Shabbos, and 7 days later, it's again Shabbos. And then seven days later, it's again Thursday. And then you've got your 28 days, okay. 29 is Friday, and then 30, all right, good. So, 29 is Thursday, right, 15, 7, 7. And then you've got your Mal'i Chodesh, which is 30, and then the first day, which is Shabbos, is the first day of year. So that means Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Shabbos. Now, if that's the case, since Iyar is generally Chaser, and that's because we go from Mal'i to Chaser in a normal Kisidron year, Nisan is not one of the months that changes from year to year. Iyar is, but in a normal Shana, it would be Chaser, and that means it's only 29 days. If it's only 29 days, then if Reish Yarcha the year Shabbata, then Reish Yarcha of Sivan has got to be Chad B'Shabbos, right? It sort of comes out on a Sunday. How are you going to possibly say the way Rav is learning that the Rabbanan say it was on a Monday? Couldn't have been a Monday. Not if there's only 29 days, right? Only 29 days pushes it off by one day. So the one before was a Shabbos. 28 days left you at Shabbos. So now if it's 29 full days, you're now on Sunday. Kasher Rabbanan. Amar the Rabbanan. Now wait a second, said the Rabbanan. Iyar does not have to be 29 days. Iyar could be 30 days if it was a Chodesh Mo'uber, and this was a year that was Shalom Kisidra. It's a Shana that was Malay. So then if that's the case, they were Mamale the year by having 30 days, they were Ibrua, in which case Rosh Chodesh of Sivan would come out on a Monday. So your Rosetta Stone doesn't have enough information because we don't know there's that variable, and that variable is up to Beis Din. Okay. Want me to prove to you that didn't happen? I'll prove to you they didn't have Tashma Deloi Brua. I'm going to prove to you that they did not add an extra day. Get this. It says also as follows. Nisan Shebo Yatsu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim Biarba Asar Shachatu Pischeyem B'chamisha Asar Yatsu Ula Erev Laku B'chorot. Erev, you can't mean that. I mean, you know. Mi ba'erev laku b'chorot. V'oto hayom chamishi b'shabbat haya. And now comes the crucial addition in this version of the Brisa. Hishlim Nisan. And that was the end of Nisan, in where Iyar came out to be on Shabbos. And then Iyar ended up as a chaser month. Chiser Iyar. And as opposed to the Yishlim Nisan, which is 30 days, Iyar was Chaser, was only 29 days, and therefore Sivan came out to be on Rosh Chodesh on a Sunday. Iyar on Nisan, Sivan Lios Becha the Shabbos. Kasher Abana in the way Rav is learning. And again, of course, Rav will say, well, you'll notice, didn't say that in the first Brisa, did it? It said everything else. How come it didn't say that? Because one is the Rabbanan and one is Rabbi Yossi. It's very simple. According to Rabbi Yossi, Enoch Inami, Iyar was Chaser, and therefore Sivan was on a Sunday. But according to the Rabbanan, Iyar was Malay, and therefore Sivan was on a Monday. And what's the big deal?
I haven't understood so much. feel poor on a historical event which has no halachic.
Well, you mean Mechlal on Prisha has tremendous halachic implications. It has every implication in the world. We have to know the viability of sperm. Every sperm bank is dependent on this Gemara. Tell me that that's not important.
Is that the only halachic implication?
That's the halachic implication.
What's the salvation
was? Well, no, because Shavuos doesn't go according to the month. It goes according to its distance from Pesach. That's part of what's so special about Shavuos. It doesn't have a date.
So this is variable.
Shavuos has no date. It's the only one of the Chagim that has no date.
But why
don't
we count the 50th day from the
Omer? It's not a day in the month, because it depends if the year is Malay or Chos. Right? So it depends how many days there are in the month. If there's only 29 days in the month, then obviously it's going to be a day later in the next month. No way to avoid the simple implications of that. Omer of Papa Tashma. How about, let's take a look at the understanding of this pasuk. Vayis'u me'elim vayavo kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Here we're talking about now where the arrival, El Midbar Sin, they're arriving in Midbar Sin, Asher Ben Eilim Uben Sinai, on what day? B'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh hasheni, litzeta me'eretz Mitzrayim. So now, this was in the month of Iyar, says Beferish, the second month of Yitziah, and it was on the 15th day of the month. Can we figure out what day the 15th was in Iyar that year? We can indeed. It was a Shabbos. And it's clear from the pasuk it was a Shabbos. Why? Oto ayom Shabbat hayah. Tichtiv uboker ritem et kvod Hashem. They were all complaining and screaming, and we don't have anything to eat, and what are we going to do? And so Moshe says, okay, you're going to see in the morning an unbelievable miracle. And sheshes yamim til ketu. You're going to have 6 days to collect this. Now, if you're going to have 6 days to collect the man, then obviously this is being said on Shabbos. You don't collect the man on Shabbos. There's no falling of man on Shabbos. So that means that Moshe was saying, tomorrow, meaning on Sunday, we are going to have a chance to collect the man for 6 days. That's what he's saying. So that means today must be Shabbos. Now, if that's true, again, we can attempt to work forwards and backwards and see how this ties in. Because this is the only point that's given in the Torah. I mean, the other points we were saying, the Brisa says, that Oso Yom was Chamishi B'Shabbos. Where does that all come from? There's only one point of a day in which we're told the day of the week and its date of the month. And that was the 15th day of Iyar, of the first year of the Yetziah, was a Shabbos. And it's based on that that we're going to have to work out everything else. Because Moshe says, you're now, tomorrow, you're going to have 6 days to collect your man. It could only be a Shabbos that he would say that, because you don't have 6 days to collect man if it isn't Shabbos.
He's talking about something that's after Shabbos?
He's talking about tomorrow morning.
But so
talking about
Shabbos,
that was going to
be in a week?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that?
Are you allowed to talk about it?
No, falling apart tomorrow.
This is the...
This
is
Shabbos.
No, it's not. I mean, the whole din of Achana is based on the man. You're right. But this type of Achana is limud.
They could feel better on Shabbos, they'll have what to eat in the week.
Well, this was just starting the parsha the next week at Mincha, basically. Okay. So now, Mircha Mesar B'Iyar Shabbat. Now, let's try to figure this out. If the 15th of Iyar is a Shabbos, so then that means that the first day of Sivan has got to be a Sunday, because there's 29 days only. So gives you add your 7 days, your next 7 days, one more day to be Mashlim, the 28 days, and then the next day turns out to be a Sunday. Kasha Rabbanim. Said the Rabbanim, well, what's the problem? I understand. Didn't we already say that you could have added a day to Iyar, because Iyar is variable, and therefore, Iyar da'i shaita aburi yibrua. Okay. Omar, so we don't have a raya from here. Meanwhile, we're getting clear about what's going on. Omar le ravasi mechuznol ravashi, I'll bring you a raya. Toshma. Why are we limited to the first year? We know the number of days in a year, which enables us to calculate from any day that was given in any of the later years backwards to what the same day of the month would have been in any number of years previously, right? So if that's the case, of course, it's obvious what's wrong with that argument, and that is that the Jewish year is variable. What if it was a 13-month year, and what if it was a shlatz that wasn't kisidron, and so on and so forth? Okay, but there is a shita, which is the shita of the acherim, that holds that there's no such variability, and that you always have 354 days in your year, and that is the year. So, if that's the case, let's try to figure this out. Tashma. Vayi b'chodesh harishon, v'shana hashenit. Now, in the second year, in the first month, the echad l'chodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. Now, it doesn't say what day of the month that was. However, it does say in the Braita that oto hayom natal eser atarot. There were 10 crowns that were given to that day. First of all, it was the first day of creation. Oh, in other words, it was a Sunday. And it was also the first day that the Nisim brought a carpet. It was the Rishon the Nisim. And it was the first day that a Kohen, until then it was Moshe that had done everything, it was the first day that a Kohen did the Avodah, because that was the day that Aaron was introduced. And it was actually the first day that there was Avodah, meaning the standard Avodah, the Tumid, the Tzibur, what the Tzibur would now have to do for the rest of history. This was the beginning of it. And it was also the first day in history in which a fire came down and burned on the Mizbeach from the Shamayim. It was Rishon Yeridas HaEish. And it was the first day where kachim were eaten based on boundaries, mechitzes. Until then, you just brought a carbon and you would eat it wherever you were. And it was the Rishon Lashrash Shechina, first time that Yisrael was zeichet to have a Shechina b'neim. And it was the Rishon Levarachas Yisrael, the first time that Kohanim got up and gave a bracha of Yivarech v'Hashem Yishmerecha. And it was the first day there was Osir to bring a carbon outside of the Mishkan, Rishon Yisr HaBomitz. And it was the first day of the months, because Nisan was the beginning of the months, of the year. So this was one heck of a special day, Esar HaTaras. Okay, but meanwhile, we find out that Nisan of year two was a Sunday. Now, if that's the case, if Reish Yarcha to Nisan to High Shatas Chad B'Shabbos, then that would mean that by definition, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the previous year, the Eshtakad, would have had to have been a Wednesday. The Tanya, because after all, Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeret La Atzeret, the Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, Ela Arba'a Yamin Bilvad. Since the year has to be Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, which is a year Kisidron, you therefore have always 354 days in a year, which if you divide by 7, modulo 7 gives you 4, which by definition means you're always going to be 4 days off, 1 year to the next. So work it backwards, and therefore, of course, in Haitashana Mubarak, if there was an extra month, then you should know that the extra month is chaser. So both Adars will be chaser, in which case, all you're going to do is push off Pesach by a day, because modulo 29 is 1, So add one, right? Okay. So if it's a Shana Mu'ubaret, it's Chamisha. Now, if this is the case, so then Reish Yarcha the Iyar is Ma'alei Shabbat. Huh? That means that Iyar must have been on a Friday, Reish Yarcha back in the first year, and Reish Yarcha the Sivan must have been on a Shabbos, which doesn't work out according to anybody. Skasha Beimer Rabbi Yossi Beimer Rabbanan. Assuming that the Acherim are correct, then the whole Cheshbon that we made doesn't work out. Because there's no way to get to Monday. There's not even any way to get to Sunday. Because you only have 354 days. In which case, if it was a Wednesday on this year, then there's no choice but to work it out in this fashion. So it's Kasha Ben Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan obviously don't hold of the Acherim. It's very simple. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserim Ovid, instead of having Echad Molei VeEchad Chaser, they had one additional month, which was Chaser. So there were seven Chaser months in this particular year, and only five Molei months in the year, in which case there were only 3 days between one, 3 days off between one Pesach and the next. So therefore, the Rosh Chodesh the year before was on a Thursday and not on a Wednesday. And the Mela, the Cheshbon works out to Sunday. You said it works out to Shabbos. No, it's Sunday. You were 1 day off because you held of the Acherim. Whereas according to Rabbanan, they even made 2 months, two additional months, Chaser. So they had eight Chaser months and four Molei months, which gives only 2 days off in this year, which means that that brings Rosh Chodesh up to Monday. And that explains how it could be Monday. I assume you have, I see a little calendar there, which I assume is a calendar for the year before. That's from the previous Gemara. So which is there a calendar that points this out or no? It's just
this is Rebbe's opinion.
I think maybe we'll give you a chance to review this. Seems to be a little bit of I don't know why, but everybody's eyes look like the old fashioned telephone dial. Mitzvah, v'kidash tem ayom u'machar, kasha l'Rav Yossi, amar lach Rav Yossi, yom echad osif Moshe midato, v'tanya, shlosha devorim asar Moshe midato, v'iski b'kadosh boruch hu imo, osif yom echad midato, b'reish min ha'isha, v'shavat aluchot, osif yom echad midato, my darish, hayom u'machar, hayom kimachar, mala machar, leilo imo, af hayom leilo imo, the Laila de Aidna already was Nafkale. Shma minat, gada min tre yume levar me Aidna. Uminola de iskima kadosh borcho ayado, the Lord Shaya shkinat safer the Shabbat. The next thing he did was Pirish min Aisha, my darish. Nasakal bukom merbatsmo, hama. Uma Yisrael shalot dibra shkina me amele sha'acha. Vikavala hem zman nonetheless omra teira, ve yunechonim. Whatever it is, I'll teach you early Shah and so on. Anisha Kosha Avishahash, Namina Beretimi, Veino Kovelizma, Salahas Kavalakama, Uminola Niski, Makadosh Borfayado, Dichtim Lechamorlem Shuvalachem Lahalechem, which is followed immediately by Atapo Amodimati. East Amri, Alpea Dabibo is in Raya, that a Kosh Borf would adopt in his logic. Shavayat Aluchot Midat, my darling. Omar, Uma Pesach Shu Echad Mitaryag Mitzvot, Amra Torah V'chol Ben Lecha Lo Yochal Bo, HaTorah Kula V'Yisrael Mumarim, Alakad Kama V'Kama. Uminolad Yiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayador, Shemar Asher Shibarta, V'Omar Eish Lakish, Yiyasher Kol Chakar Shibarta. Toshma, V'Yunefunim La Yom HaShelishi, not Yom HaRevi, Kashel Rav Yossi, What's the kasha? I'm reading Yom Echadosim Moshe Midato. Toshma. Shlishi is Shlishi B'Chodesh, which is Shlishi B'Shabbos. Kasha Rabbanan, who hold that it was Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday, not a Sunday. Amilach Rabbanan, on Monday, Reb Yosi. By the way, Shlishi Lamai. Look at Tanya. Vayoshev, Meshes Divrei Amal Hashem. Look, see, Vayagid, Meshes Divrei Amal Hashem. So, Ma Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Ma Amalu Moshe L'Yisrael. Ma Amru Yisrael L'Moshe. Uma Yishiv Moshe L'Tzmei HaGvura. Zo Mitzvat HaKbalad. Divrei Reb Yez Reb Yed. Reb Yomer. B'tchila Piresh Onshah. Look, see, Vayoshev. Dvarim Shemeshavavim Da'ator Shel Adam. ובסוף פירש מתן שכרה נכסיב היגד משה דברים שמושכים ליבו של אדם כאגדה איקרי אמר בתחילת פירש מתן שכרה דכתיב היושב דברים שמשיבים דעתו של אדם and attract him whereas ובסוף פירש עונשה דכתיב היגד משה דברים שקשים לאדם כגידים תושמה שישי is שישי בחודש שישי בשבס Kasher Rabbanan, it's not Rabbanan, it's Reb Yossi. By the way, Shishi, the first Shishi meant what? Shishi Lamai. Slav Amar Lechayin Atan. Reb Akiva Yaakov Amar, no, even Lamar Sa'an. Vekamiflagi B'Shabbat Imara. Kefib. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lakecha, where? On Reb Yerom Rav, Kasher Tzivcha, meaning B'Mara. So Mar Shavar HaShabbat Ifkud, but not Antchumim. Mar Shavar Tchumim Nami Ifkud. Tashma, Nisan Shebo Yatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Biarba Asasha to Pischeyem, Bukamisha Asar Yatsu, Ula Erev Loktu Bechora, the Erev, Sakadaiva, Miba Erev Loktu Bechora, Voto Ayom Kamishi Bishabbat Aya. Now, if Kamisar Ben Nisan was Kamishi Bishabbat, and then Reish Yarka the Eo must have been Shabbat, then Reish Yarka the Siva must have been Kar Bishabbat. Kasher Rabbon, Amilch Rabbanan, Iyar da Yishayta, Abur Ibrua. Tashma Dolo Ibrua. Nisan Shabo Yatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim B'Arba Asar Shachatu Pischeyem B'Chamisha Asar Yatsu La Erev Laku B'Chor B'Erev Sagadah Chela Ema Miba Erev Laku B'Chor Osvaos Vayom Chamishi B'Shabbos Vayom Hishlim Nisan And Ira Iyar Liyos B'Shabbos Chiser Iyar V'Iyar Sivan Liyos B'Yachar B'Shabbos Kasher Rabbanan answers Rabbah for the Rabbanan. This is not the Rabbanan. This is Reb Yossi. Amru Papa Tashma. Vayisu Me'ilim Vayavo Kaladat Bnei Yisrael B'Chamishasa Yom B'Chodesh Hasheni. Now obviously Chamishasa B'Chodesh Hasheni must have been a Shabbos because it says U'Boker Re'item Et Kvod Hashem Tivsheshet Yamim Til Ketuhu. The only way to understand that it was a Shabbos. Umirachamisar Be'ir was a Shabbos. Then Rosh Chodesh of Sivan could only have been a Sunday. Kashel Rabbanan. Amlech Rabbanan. Iyar Da'ishata Ibruya. Pushing it off by one day and making it a Monday. Omele Ruf Chavini Mechlesnal Rav Ashi Toshma. Vayim B'Chodesh HaRishon B'Shana HaSheni Pechad HaChodesh Hukama Mishkan. The Brayta explains that that day has in it Eser Atarot. First of all, it's Rishon Lamaaseh Bereishis because it's a Sunday. And it was a Rishon Lanasim. And it was a Rishon Lakuna. And it was a Rishon Lavoda. Rishon Lirza H. Rishon Lachios Kotcha. Rishon Lashrosh Shechina. Rishon Lavarkas Yisrael. Rishon Lisra Bomets. Rishon Lachalashim. Now, let's figure it out, man. But Reish Yarkin and Nisa Daisha Tachad B'Shabbos. So obviously, the Ashtakad must have been Ravi B'Shabbos. You now add your 4 days. So you go from Ravi. At 4, you come to 8. 8 is a Sunday. So the Tanya, if that's the case, there's no way out of it. Reish Chodesh Iyar of the previous year is a Shabbos. And if Reish Chodesh is a Reish Yarkad of Sivan, is a Shabbat and it's a Kasha Met of Sivan. It's a Shabbos and it's a Kasha Ben Reb Yossi Ben Rabbona. Well, apparently they don't know the Acherim. Reb Yossi Shiva Kaserim Avdon, Rabbona Shmona Kaserim Avdon.